With less than 50 days until the presidential election, a lawsuit filed by United States Congresswoman Corinne Brown of Jacksonville aims to restore Florida's early voting to its old timetable. That would make early voting 5 days longer, like it used to be, prior to Florida's 2011 election law. Brown claims the law is unconstitutional and discriminatory because most African Americans habitually vote early. She says the changes in the law are a purely political move.
Oh, is it without a question? I mean, it was only done to stifle African-American votes. That's the reason. And, you know, that is very unfortunate because we travel around the world trying to teach democracy. I mean, it's the mockery on democracy that you would go to any extent to try to win an election.
Congresswoman Brown's case took a hit earlier this month when the Federal Department of Justice approved the law for use in 5 Florida counties with a history of voter discrimination. The Florida Department of State says the law actually gives more flexibility so people can vote before and after work. The department spokesman Chris Cate says the law is not discriminatory.
Absolutely not. And as a matter of fact, we've already been, for the majority of the state, using the new early voting hours for the presidential primary we had in January and then the most recent primary we had in August. And the turnout we saw for early voting actually exceeded previous years.
The changes enacted by Governor Scott kept the polls open the same number of hours as before, but cut down the days the polls stayed open from 15 to 10 days. The United States District Court in Jacksonville heard arguments in the case on Thursday. A decision is expected soon. For WFSU-FM, I'm Stephen Rodriguez.